This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. news outlets are reporting that at least 22 people have been killed in multiple shootings Wednesday night in the northeastern city of Lewiston, Maine. Another 50 to 60 people have been injured in the rampage, which took place at a restaurant and a bowling alley. Maine State Police have released photos of the suspected gunman walking into the crime scene in one of the crime scenes carrying an assault rifle. The suspect is still at large. Police are asking residents in Lewiston to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Israel faces growing international pressure Wednesday to rethink plans for a massive ground operation in Gaza, where the Hamas-run health ministry says Israel's relentless bombing campaign has killed 700 people in 24 hours. The health ministry claims that more than 6,500 Palestinians have been killed since Israel began its airstrikes in retaliation for the deadly October 7th invasion of southern Israel by Hamas militants. Fears are growing that the death toll could rise if Israel pushes ahead with a widely expected ground invasion in a bid to destroy Hamas and rescue hostages seized in the invasion. A top Palestinian medic warns hospitals in Gaza are facing complete collapse. U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning retaliatory attacks against Palestinians by Israeli settlers in the West Bank, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Palestinian authorities say settler violence has grown since the Hamas attack on Israel earlier this month.
Pouring gasoline on fire is what it's like.
At a joint news conference with Australia's prime minister, the president again condemned the Hamas assault that killed 1,400 Israelis and noted Palestinian civilians are also being killed.
There's no going back to the status quo as it stood on October the 6th.
The president says he'll redouble efforts to